Ooh, and summer is just about over, unfortunately. This is the last weekend to take advantage of the summer festivities. Isn't that right, Robert?
Yep, rib cook-off this weekend in Sparks.
There's a way to end the summer. Get out and get your rib on, right?
Yeah, that's it.
J. Fierce Rodriguez hanging out with Robert from the Fertile Reporter here. Every Tuesday at 4 o'clock, Robert comes in, and he pretty much gives us an update what's going on in Fernley. Fernley news-related, event-related, anything and everything about Fernley. Even school information as well. And, you know, we're on our, third week of school now. And
third week?
Yeah. And so kids are finally getting settled and teachers getting settled and everything. And it was great when we had the school district here in the studio. And they are welcome to come back anytime you want to bring them, right?
Yeah, we'll have them back sometime later in the school year. Get some update on how this year is going. And they had the first board meeting of the year last week. So they update a little bit about enrollment figures and number of teachers and that type of thing. So pretty interesting there.
Right. And they were mentioning about having plenty of students, right? They have a lot more students this year.
Yeah.
A little increase, not too much though. Right?
Actually, the number they announced last week, they're slightly down from last year.
Oh, they
last year they had 8,467 counting the pre-kindergarten students. And this year it's 8,402, so they're down by 65.
Wow, okay, and, okay. Well, at least there's no overcrowded issues going on over here like Washoe County, right?
Yeah, no.
We're watching the news and seeing, and they're saying kids may have to go to school at 4 o'clock in the morning and days ending at 6 in the evening. We're like, oh my gosh, goodness gracious. I'm glad we're not in Washoe County right now. Hopefully that doesn't happen, though.
And some of those schools are going year-round, and a lot more of them probably are going to end up going that way as it goes along.
Yeah, well, hopefully that doesn't obviously that doesn't sound like it doesn't sound like that's going to be an issue out here in Lyon County. So
no, because they told us that day they were projecting a 1% growth, and they're actually down 65 students. So maybe because school started so early that some kids don't go to school the first week or two, maybe, and those numbers come up
very
a little
true.
Bit.
Yeah, exactly. So just letting things warm up. We'll see what happens then if that number changes, maybe after the next board meeting, right?
Yeah, and they sometime in September is when the official count goes to the state, which is the number that's used to determine how much money the district gets from the state. So that's the number that actually matters.
Gotcha. And we were at the ambassadors meeting this morning with the Fernley Chamber of Commerce, and City Manager Daphne got up there to give us a presentation in regards to the water rates that you were discussing last week, right? So do you have any updates with us in regards to that?
Well, she said the bottom line for most of the residents here is that she said the water and sewer rates are definitely going to increase. But she was not willing to tell us the numbers this morning. She said, if you want to find that out, you have to come to the meeting the city's holding on September the 14th, and that's when they're going to make all of the plans public and start the debates on how much the rates are going to be.
Okay. So that's September 14th at City Hall, right? Do we have a time?
Well, it's going to be after the Planning Commission meeting, which starts at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
And she said the Planning Commission meeting will be a short one, so
because this is a special meeting that they're it's not their typical
this is not a regular city council meeting. It's just a special public meeting to present this water and sewer rate study. And what she told us this morning was basically what the study was about, as far as like how much it's going to cost them to equip the water treatment plant to treat river water, because right now all the city water comes from underground. And they have 10,000 acre feet of water a year that they can't use right now because they don't have a water treatment plant that can treat
that surface water
because you're treating completely different things between groundwater and surface water.
See, when you're a homeowner or anyone that has to pay the water bill, you pay attention to these things. And I was definitely paying attention. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is going to affect me as a homeowner. So I definitely need to know what's going on. And I'm glad you clarified the understanding of surface water and groundwater. So and the treatment, the treatment equipment that is needed in order to treat those different types of water. So that was great to find out. And if you want to know how much your rate's going to increase, they'll give you the numbers. You just have to go to the meeting September 14th, City Hall. So easy enough, right?
That's it.
Great. So what else we got going on? What else is happening through Fernley Reporter and our area here in Fernley?
Well, we got Burning Man going on.
Oh, yeah.
Starting. And Joseph Mano's been hanging out at Lowe's and Walgreens the past few days, interviewing burners as they come through town and picking up their last-minute supplies. So he's working on a story about that. But he has some interesting information from some of the people, because one of the complaints that we hear is all this extra trash that gets dumped in the city of Fernley when Burning Man's going on with all these people coming on. And so
I hear trash talk coming right now.
So he...
Let's talk trash.
He talked to some of the people that are out there, and basically what they told him is that it's the people, because the festival has grown so much in the past few years, it's the people that come for the first time, the second time, before they really get immersed in the culture of Burning Man and the Leave It the Way You Found It creed that it's built upon.
Okay.
And so some of the first timers, they really don't understand that yet. And so anyway, that's the feedback that he got was, why is there so much more trash dumped? It is because some of the newcomers, and this year they're expecting 70,000 people out there. So
yeah, huge event. And of course, does bring dollars here to Fernley.
It's a huge event here in Fernley because there's a lot of people. This is their place. They stop, the last stop on the way out there, where they get their supplies and they store up on water and other things.
Whatever is needed. All the necessary, what they call playa items. And it was funny because I saw a post on someone shopping at Walmart, and it says playa, more playa items this way. And they were like, what? What does this mean? And it's like, really? Have you ever heard of the playa? Hello, yeah. Burning Man? You know, but...
One of the funny stories Joseph told me was that everybody out there has a job, you know, in setting up the place and, you know, making things run smoothly. Mm-hmm. And one of the women he was talking to said her job is a fluffer. And so considering
she elaborate on what fluffer meant?
Yes. It was not what you would think.
Okay. Is it radio appropriate or not radio appropriate?
It is.
Okay. Is. What is a fluffer?
Her job is actually to go around the playa there and make sure that the people that are working are actually stopping to take breaks and drink enough water.
Okay. So she's fluffing them up, getting them hydrated and stuff like that. Okay.
Yeah.
The kind of job people get just to go out on a festival that's a week long. How awesome is that? Well, I know a lot of people who also go out there to set up sound systems and everything, and you know, because you got these parties that are going 24/7. I mean, it's nonstop, and there's actually live footage that you can, if you can't make it to the playa this year, you can go to the Burning Man's website and you can watch the live webcam in real time. So you're not missing out on what's going on for those of you who didn't make it this year.
Yeah, if you struck out on tickets, they sold out in about 30 minutes. So if you weren't lucky enough to snap one up somewhere, you can still get your Burning Man on.
You can get your Burning Man on. Just go to the website and watch live, you know, if it interests you or whatnot, if you miss it. So so that's the highlight for this week, right? Yeah. Is the Burning Man. All the traffic, of course, more traffic to come as they finish the festivities on Sunday. And then on Monday, we'll start making their way back. Some actually even make their way back on Sunday as well, but they usually wait until after they burn the man.
Yeah, they'll
the traditional burning.
they'll be parades through on the way. Did you see any of the vehicles heading out there?
Oh, yeah.
Some really
yeah.
interesting art pieces
out
there. Always.
Oh, yeah. There's always different. Yeah, you see things, you're like, oh, my gosh, what is that? You know, these things on wheels that you never would have ever thought would actually be turned into something like that. So a lot of interesting stuff, but you know what, it's all about creativity, art, you know, and just enjoying life. And what I like about what I hear about Burning Man is, for those who don't who leave all the technology, you know, you turn it off, you don't get cell service, you're like electronic free, you know. It's all about just really enjoying life and having a whole week to do that. So some appropriate, some not so appropriate. Yeah. So we'll leave that subject to another matter. Someone else to talk about. All right, on. So we got Burning Man going on. We got traffic going on with Burning Man. What else do you have for us?
One of the interesting things that the school board discussed last week, and they actually approved a new firearms policy for teachers having weapons on campus. And basically, so now a teacher or a district employee who wants to carry a weapon on campus can do so if they meet all these other requirements that they have to have. They have to have training by a certified weapons instructor, and then they have to have written permission from the principal and the superintendent. The gun has to be carried in a secure holster, and there's other little requirements too. But that's something that there's been a lot of debate on, and with a lot of the school shootings that have gone on the past mm-hmm, few mm-hmm. years, about whether teachers should be allowed to carry weapons on campus. And so this was actually not brought up by the school district. It was the school district's insurance company, which is it's not an insurance company. It's the Pool Pact.
Okay.
Which is basically an organization that represents all the different municipalities around the state, cities and counties, school districts, fire districts. And they approached the school district and said they were asking all of the school districts in the state to create a policy about this. And so this is what Lyon County has come up with.
Okay.
A protocol for which district employees can apply and then get trained and then be able to carry a weapon. And part of the training, they have to go through active shooter training and the use of deadly force and when to and when not to, and all of those different requirements was part of the training.
Now, with that approval, Robert, is this something that is effective immediately? Is this something that teachers or principals can allow beginning this school year?
Yes.
Or is there a way? Oh, there is.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So no waiting process.
No. So.
And how does a majority of the principals here in our area infernally feel about that? Are they allowing it? Are they agreeing to it? And are they putting up a, you know, kind of like a wall in regards to, no, not at my school?
Well, the policy basically states that if an employee or a teacher, it could be the janitor, it could be any school district employee, but if they meet the requirements, then they apply, then basically they have permission. It can be revoked by the principal and the superintendent if they violate any of the provisions of the policy, but basically that it's you meet the requirements, you can do it.
Okay. And that doesn't so the principal's on board, everybody's on board, that doesn't scare anyone, that doesn't put any fear?
Well, I'm sure it scares a lot of people. No, I mean, you know, I mean, that's one of those subjects where all the people on this side of the room are happy about it, and all the people on that side of the room are not happy about it. And, you know, it's one of those subjects.
But they approved it, so there's not much parents can say or do in regards to this situation?
No, it is approved.
Okay. So it sounds like there were more favors as opposed to oppositions than
yes,
in regards to this.
You know, they initially proposed this about a month ago, and one of the school board members who is actually a law enforcement officer, he's a fire investigator in Sparks, but he made some recommended changes, and so they put it on hold for a month to rewrite the policy with those changes, and then approved it last week.
Okay. Well, there it is. Well, and then so be it. Yeah. I mean, obviously, there's not really much that can be said or done about it, but hopefully we won't have any situations that will cause for them to have to literally pull it out and use it here in our area.
Yeah, so hopefully it never comes out of the holster. Yeah,
no, safety first, right? Safety first. And we hope that it stays that way. So far, this is what I've been hearing about a lot of the schools anyway. So, all right, cool. We're just about out of time. Did you have anything that is a must discuss?
Well, just one thing I'd like to briefly mention regarding the city also. Wednesday at 5 p.m., the city is hosting a business license workshop. And so anybody who has a business license in Fernley or is interested in starting a business in Fernley would really benefit from going there and hearing and basically they're going to present what the new policy is that the council approved a couple of weeks ago on the changes with the business license fee structure. Okay. And also the process to go about what you got to do to get a business
license.
When
is this workshop?
This workshop is this Wednesday at 5 o'clock.